Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Cornerman Radio. We back at you live, Young Barzini and Box Nine. What's up, man? Yo.
What's up, bro?
I can't believe it. It's the 30-day win of the big showdown. Cal Brook versus Gennady Golovkin. Triple G versus Special K. What you thought, man? Like, Cal Brook is weighing 176, and Triple G is weighing 165.
Looks like to me, Cal Brook eating pretty good, and Golovkin training really good,
staying around fight weight. I don't know, man. This tells me Cal Brook was killing himself to make 147. He had to be. You know what I'm saying? He probably got a regiment down. But it is shocking to see that he's 11 pounds.
Dog, like, word, 176, though?
We've been hearing, mumbled. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was saying that. We've been hearing about that he's big, and, you know, I think he even said, watch, I'm going to be heavier than Golovkin, something like that. But I don't think the numbers, you know, never really came out until now. Like, in 30 days? Hold up. So he's how much, right? He's 176 pounds today, and he's got to cut 16 pounds.
Right now, today.
And then he's got to cut down 16 pounds. Like, this shit is... I don't know, man. Was that official? Did they just weigh in with clothes on? Is he fucking with us?
If you see the picture on Boxing Scene, you see Cal Brook just got his boxers on, and Triple G, he's no, you know what I mean? No clothes on either.
Shit's bananas, bro. Bananas,
so,
man.
Yo, imagine how much he was weighing before the 30 days, dog. He could be easily 190 to 200 pounds.
I don't know how he's carrying that. He's 5'9". You know what I mean? It's like he's an inch shorter than Triple G too. I don't know if he's just putting on weight and now he's gonna shrink. Maybe he was just walking around at this weight, and now these 30 days he's gonna cut it. You know, he just wanted to gain muscle and then cut. You know, I don't know. This is interesting. We'll see how he looks. It's going to be real. Now, it makes it interesting to see, like, how cut up he'll be at the weigh-in. You know what I mean? How he'll look at 160 is going to be interesting. Like, I was just going to ask you a question. When Khan fought Canelo, do you remember those 30-day weigh-ins? Can't remember.
Nah, I can't remember.
I want to say like 170 or something, what were you going to say, though?
All I was saying is, man, I wasn't going to talk about this fight. You know, I seen a lot of people talking about it, and I ain't really wanted to put my two cents in because Cal Brook is my second favorite fighter right now. Like, you know what I mean? I love Cal Brook, what he does in the ring. I love what he does in the ring. So, and the Triple G matchup, I didn't feel like everybody just said all the words that you can possibly say about the fight. So I didn't feel like putting my two cents in. But seeing the weigh-in today, it's like, wow. I was like, I couldn't believe what I just witnessed.
Does this make you think that he has more of a chance?
But you know what's so crazy? I'm going to have a different opinion than a lot of these boxing fans. We all know Triple G's a monster. Yes, he's the bigger guy. Okay. But I got to go with my guy, man. It's my second favorite fighter. Cal Brook is going to do a upset on a lifetime, bro. Like, he's gonna. I feel like Cal Brook is going to win this fight, man. I feel like, man, I just think the kick's special. I felt like he was as good as Andre Ward. I felt like he was as good as Crawford as in his division. I just feel like he's special, man. I don't see Triple G knocking him out. You know what I mean? I've never seen Cal Brook on, like, getting embarrassed. I've never seen him wobble and drop. His defense is really, like, people don't talk about Cal Brook defense. He's really sharp with the defense.
I think he's been dropped one time in his career. And it was like, he's been, like, dropped one time in his career, but it was like, he got caught one time with a right hand, and then his glove touched the canvas, but he recovered. I think he got the TKO, too. So that this is back, what, almost 10 years ago when he was coming up. He is definitely he's definitely one of the most skilled fighters in this era right now. A lot of people are going to hate because he hasn't got a chance to prove himself. Definitely. Only against the Porter fight where he stood there like a fucking wall. And, yo, don't forget Sean Porter, who came up in the amateurs beating up, fighting middleweights and holding his own. Cal Brook.
Yeah, he beat Daniel Jacobs.
Cal Brook was a wall.
He beat a lot of big niggas. So,
yeah, you know Porter can push dudes back. Thurman's a big welterweight. He pushed him all over the ring. He pushed Thurman all over the ring, even though, you know, he didn't win that fight. It was a great fight. But he was pushing. He didn't do that to Cal Brook. So it's going to be interesting.
He didn't do that shit. You know what I mean?
Be playing off his
Cal Brook standing
forward. Cal Brook should be able to smother. But, I mean, Cal Brook will be fighting off his back foot against Golovkin. But at the same time, he'll be able to do his tying up and slowing momentum down. He'll be able to do all that shit. Look how big he is right now. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing is, I know people might think I must be stupid or whatever the case might be, but on some real shit, I gotta go with my guy, man. I'll be a liar to be saying, yo, we all know what Triple G can do, but I'm just going off with my guy, man. I'm gonna stick with my guy. I believe in my guy. You know what I mean? I can't just say, yo, I don't believe in him now because he's fighting a monster. You know, a lot of the great champions like Hopkins, he went from middleweight all the way to light heavyweight, two divisions, and became the champion. You know what I mean? Beating up the shit out of Tarver and all these guys, man, at light heavyweight, man. Nah, I'm going to go with my guy. Freddie Roach was his trainer, Hopkins' trainer. And he's like, man, this nigga is crazy. This nigga is crazy going to light heavyweight and beating up these guys. And Hopkins did it. So, you know what I mean? I know we know Cal Brook haven't fought the best competition. But
maybe
he's going to prove us all wrong. Prove y'all guys all wrong, man. But I'll go with my guy. I'm smelling an upset. And even if Cal Brook lasts 12 rounds, it's still an upset in my opinion.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you.
Because, if he lasts 12 rounds, it's still an upset.
Yeah, nobody really has Cal Brook in there pound for pound. But if he goes 12 rounds, say he wins 4 or 5 rounds, clearly. You know what I'm saying? And just doing some smooth boxing. I mean, if he goes 12 rounds with Golovkin and loses, he's still even with that L, I mean, he gains a lot. He's up there, man. He doesn't lose much. You know what I'm saying? Because he could go, but there's a lot of competition at 154. But it's interesting because how much weight he's at now, he'll never be 147 again. That IBF belt should be going to Errol Spence sometime next year, be vacated. Because I mean, you gotta kill yourself, bro. To be 175 light heavyweight walking around, and you're gonna just the way he cuts weight must be a bitch. Those last fucking couple weeks, man. Oh, I don't envy that shit. To get down to 147, and you know what I mean? Ugh. Well, I don't know, man. If he goes 12 rounds with Golovkin, then he can get some bigger.
You're breaking
big
up,
Matt. Can you hear me?
Yeah. But,
can you hear me?
I just wanted to get on this topic, you know what I mean, and talk about it a little bit. So, there's anything else you want to say, Boxing Eye, before we get out of here? Boxing Eye?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
No, I just want to say that Floyd Mayweather will be scouting this fight to see how Kell Brook's doing.
I hear you.
Peace. See you out.
All right, peace.